Okay, that takes care of. Let's go back, gentlemen, to, we've got just the one under advisement. Got one tabled and one is open. Okay, and the one under advisement is case number 10,452. And this is to create that third lot in the back the gentleman needs.
You said the back part was wooded, right? Wow. Did you say it was wooded?
Yes, he plans to clear it out.
I'm sorry?
Plans to clear it out.
He plans to clear it out, yes, wooded at this time. Another, a mobile home, or end up being Class C. You don't need a variance for the required road frontage for the potential. There's another trail, less than 10 acres.
According to the lot size, he's, if I'm looking at it right, he actually has enough road frontage for two lots, doesn't he? Does it?
315.
I thought it was 315 there. So 315 is not right? I mean, the subdivided lot now is 229, right?
Right.
And then the rest of it is 315. He could, but I don't know how.
Yeah, he's got enough, yeah.
Yeah, he's got enough, but I guess.
You got that root that.
He just wants 50 feet to take it back.
Yeah, he just wants that 50 feet all to get to it, right, from the inside.
I think the problem is an existing septic drain field, if you see, is that's the problem.
He wouldn't, but if he'd used that shared driveway, he wouldn't have that much.
But then the driveway is right in front of the house.
So. Yeah. One story, yeah, right in front of that first one. If they want that one. And this has already been in a subdivision. He's waiting for Del Dot too. Actually, he's contacted Del Dot.
Mm-hmm.
We don't have an answer yet.
And he said, what did he say, four? About 4.5 acres in the back.
I think that's what you said, Dad. Yeah.
Almost five.
4 to 5 acres.
4.64 acres.
Yeah, almost five.
Yeah, 4.64 acres down the back. Did you get a chance to look at it? Do you want to look at it? Do you need to, or did you?
I didn't look at it.
I'm sorry?
I didn't get a chance to look at it. But.
Well, do you want to? Do you change to look at it?
No.
Do you need to, or are you all right?
I don't need to look at it.
I'm sorry?
I don't think I need to look at it.
Okay. I don't.
Use it. Look at it. Are you all right with it?
These drain fields, what's the problem with these other ones? For the mother existing, the one looked down the other day, they would say that it's camped there, but they need to put their foot on this side to get with. And you can't use it one driveway. You bring it there with, and there's the grass for his other garage. Yeah, that's a Del Dot issue there. That's what I thought. He could use a driveway. Yeah, use that driveway there with, but that's got to be a Del Dot issue.
Subdivided, he needs some kind of entrance, I guess.
So he's going to need another 50 foot then all the way up there. Yeah, if he's subdivided to come up here with then, right? Because you can't use that one. And he can't use that back there with. So he's got to come in, Sean. He's got to come in here then the driveway if you're doing divided with. He's got 4.64 there in the back, I guess, when we get done with these other two. That's 6.39 total with. That's what he would have. You gentlemen, Mr. McKay? You okay with it? Yeah, and I don't see, really, you go over again, we were talking about, see, we were talking about using this driveway. See, if I'm to use that shared driveway, there's questions we ask, use a shared one. You can't, because this driveway comes right into this one, right? And then here, this is a deltaide issue that he's got, I'm assuming, going to see down this one side. So if you divide these back, he's gonna put a 50-foot driveway. You'll have to get back to it. That's the only way that, or Jeff might have talked about it, somehow you can really see gets through it. Right, deltaide here, and this one you can't here. And then the problem is, so Susan was saying, is with the septic, the drain field, you see right here. So you got one, two, three, four issues, the only way you can do it, so really. He's got plenty of land back, 4.64, roughly acres that he'll have down back, right?
Looks like 4.9 something, almost 5.
Oh, there's, okay, I have 4.69, so we're not far, so he's got plenty of room down back to get with it, right? I have no problem with it, so it's, that's consensus of the board members. Then, no further discussion, I'll entertain a motion on it then. Case number, 10,452. Okay. You make that a motion?
Mr. Chairman, regarding case 10,452, I make a motion we would approve it. I don't believe the special use exception would substantially affect adversely the uses of adjacent neighboring properties. And make a motion we approve the variance for the minimum lot width requirement, as there is another lot in the area that 50-foot road frontage.
Dean, do I have a second to that motion?
Second.
Okay, I have a motion by Mr. Hudson and a second by Mr. Workman that we approve case number 10,452. All those in favor of the motion, give the usual voting sign.
Aye.
Aye. All opposed? Motion carried. Case is approved. Okay, that's all of this evening's.